Recently, I read a report about the higher education in Britain. It says that only about 10% of our students leave university without getting a degree.
That may be true. For me, I am not worried about failing, but I am very anxious to get a good degree. My aim is to get a first-class honors degree in chemistry at Cambridge, since I have planned to take up a scientific post in industry.
My criterion for choosing a good university is whether it has progressive ideas on education, as well as its broader and more varied courses.
It wouldn't work. There'd be too many different opinions. Some professors and lecturers are more interested in their own research than in helping students in their studies.
Well, there must be some brilliant scholars in the university such as yours.
Yes, I still go to classes as well as to lectures. But the most important person in my academic life is my tutor, who, in Cambridge, is called a supervisor. I enjoy my weekly tutorials. My supervisor is an approachable man and is always ready to talk to me about anything connected with my studies.
Haven't other universities now introduced some form of tutorial supervision like that at Oxford and Cambridge?
Yes. In fact, to be honest, there are universities which offer better courses and give better teaching in some subjects than either Oxford or Cambridge. I think that an Oxbridge degree still counts more with some employers than a degree from other universities. But most of them are now more concerned with the kind of degree than where it comes from.
Anyway, at our universities, the personal supervision and friendly relations with the teaching staff are especially good. The lecturer-student ratio is quite reasonable.
I'm not so sure, but at least we're not overcrowded. I've heard that in some foreign universities, lecture halls are packed so full that students have nowhere to sit.
What are the man and the woman in the conversation? What is the woman's criterion for choosing a good university? Who is the most important person in the man's academic life? Why is the man complaining about some foreign universities?